So, Mary Kay, can you describe the feeling you had when you first heard the news about the new Women's NRL League next year?
I cried, Jesse, to be honest. This is an announcement that I've been waiting for a long time, and it's amazing recognition for the women that have been playing the game, that have played the game, and that will play the game in the future, particularly off the back of the Jillaroos winning the Rugby League World Cup on the weekend.
Has the success of the Jillaroos helped to push the move for the new league, do you think?
I certainly think so, but I think this has been something that's been coming for a long time. We saw the Cronulla Sharks announce the start of their own women's team at the start of the year, and they've got a number of contracted players down there. The Jillaroos have had more opportunity to play this year, and whenever they play, it is televised, whether it be free-to-air or on Fox Sports. And then we've been building towards this Rugby League World Cup for the entire year. And I suppose the crowds and the people that watched on television just signalled to the NRL that there is hunger and appetite for a competition in this space. And we've seen them respond beautifully, I think.
Does the AFL have any role to play in this because the AFL announced its own league earlier in the year?
Yeah, so it's so funny, the messaging around this, because I would actually argue that cricket started all of it with the WBBL 3 years ago. So really, they had the first competition, and then AFL announced theirs, and now we've sort of jumped on board the bandwagon as well. I think it's great because the NRL can learn from the lessons that the other sports have gone through. And the reality is, the more of these professional competitions we have, the more opportunities that women have to play the sports that they love, whatever they are.
Absolutely. You regularly interview women NRL players. How long have these women been waiting for a professional league of their own?
It sort of really depends on who you're talking about. Like, someone like Ruwan Sims is 34 years old and has been playing rugby league for over a decade. She's been waiting a very long time for this league. But I think the more positive thing is that over the last 3 to 4 years, as we've seen more interest in women playing footy, there's a whole new generation of players that have been pushing and advocating and playing, and now they're really the ones that are going to benefit from this announcement. So players like your Kezzy Apps, Maddie Studden, Talisha Quinn, and who knows where it's going to go from here, because you can't be what you can't see. So now that young girls have the opportunity to see these women playing footy, I think the participation is just going to skyrocket.
So the NRL announced 6 teams that will be involved in the new league, even though 14 clubs have expressed interest. What do you think of the NRL's decision to only issue 6 clubs with the initial licences?
I absolutely do not envy the NRL and the position that they're in and having to make a decision. I think it's going to be really, really tricky, because if you think about it, there are 2 clubs in Sydney that already have contracted players, and that's the Sharks and the Dragons. You need at least 1 team from Queensland, and, you know, probably 2. So that's 4 already. You would need 1 from Newcastle as well, because they've got a very, very strong women's competition, and 4 Jillaroos are from the Newcastle area. You've got Rebecca Young, Isabel Kelly, Caitlin Moran, for example. They're all great players from that region. And then there's also talk of a New Zealand team. What I think it means, though, is that all the clubs that have expressed an interest will put forward a very strong proposal. And let's see how it goes next year. If it goes really well, then there may be, you know, the opportunity to expand to 8 the year after. But I'm really pleased to see that so many clubs have an interest in promoting women's game and having a team of their own.
Is there enough talent right now to fill the shoes of 6 NRL teams?
Look, I'm going to say that the answer to that question is yes. In the AFL, we definitely saw that there were varying levels of talent. So there were some teams and some games that were exceptional and other games that need a little bit of work. I think that's really the situation we're going to be in for a little while, because these women are not professional athletes and still juggle a number of other commitments while they're playing sport. Queensland has a very strong competition, as does New South Wales. New Zealand obviously has enough to field the Kiwi Ferns, which are one of the strongest teams in the not the NRL, but one of the strongest international teams. So I certainly think that across the board, there's certainly enough talent, particularly if we go through a draft.
Have you got any thoughts on the time during the year that the Women's League should be played?
That's a tricky question. I think the NRL has done the right thing in that, well, look, done the right thing in the context of the timing of the announcement. So while I'd love to see it at the start of the year or before the season kicks off, the reality is that there just isn't enough time to do that. So hopefully, playing it at the time that they're suggesting they'll play it, which is the last couple of rounds of the NRL regular season and then through the finals, will ensure that plenty of opportunity is given to fans to go and watch this women's competition. And again, this is all a learning for the NRL. They've obviously seen what the AFL's done and have decided to do something different. If it doesn't work, we'll have those six teams ready and maybe we can try something different in 2019.
Mary-Kay, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
So, Mary-Kay, what was your reaction to how the rebranding of the Interstate Challenge for the women's teams to the State of Origin team for 2018 has changed?
I think it's brilliant. So there was a little bit of criticism of the NRL this year about continuing to do the Interstate Challenge. But basically the reasoning behind that was because the current arrangement means that the NRL is required to play the under-18s men's State of Origin game before the NRL, you know, player State of Origin is played. So next year we will see the women playing State of Origin exactly the same as the men in a one-game in one game over a representative weekend. So it's wonderful to see State of Origin aligned for both the men and the women.
And it'll be great for a lot of young women who are playing in under-18 comps around Australia to see that as well.
Well, I think that's the key point in that now there is an absolute complete pathway. So women can play from, you know, basically underage, under 6 years old, all the way up to Opens, and then they can move into the national competition, and then there's an opportunity for them to represent Australia and also their state.
Mary-Kay, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.